Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. Have we begun? Nah, sorry. We're both slightly cranky from the road traffic.
We have begun.
We have begun.
This has started now.
Yeah. Well, I was just clearing the air with the bedwetters that were slightly cranky because there was a lot of traffic. It was very wet.
School back.
It took me 50 minutes. That's what happens when you leave the E.
School back.
It's just.
That's just. No, it just. Moments like that cement my hatred for the city.
Well, I feel the same as well.
You know, when COVID was happening.
No one on the road.
Well,
it was illegal.
This is livable. Well, no, there was little instances where it was okay. I'm like, this is okay. This is all right. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Then you get in that shit with a bunch of fucking cocksuckers. Driving like fucking dickheads.
Yeah, we were just saying off air when no one gives you the little finger. Like the nice finger, not the rude finger, or the finger anywhere else. Like you just need a wave.
As I said before, I was waiting for someone to truly do the wrong thing this morning, and I was like, I'm fucking throwing hands with that cunt.
I felt the same. I wanted to put on like death metal in my car and like ram in someone.
Who'd you have instead?
Nickelback.
Correct.
I was listening to Nickelback. I was just saying off air also that I now go, Alexa, set alarm for 6:15 a.m. to Nickelback. So I woke up this morning, it was like, never made it as a wise man.
Good way to start the day.
But yesterday, do you ever just feel like crying?
No. I don't. I truly don't. Well, oh, buddy. Fuck. Oh, no. This fuck.
Yesterday.
This is starting on a very low tone.
Yesterday, I just felt like. I just felt like having a good old cry. So I hopped in the sauna.
Oh, no, buddy.
And I played a...
Don't.
Played a playlist that says songs to cry to.
You cried?
Like, tried.
Madness.
Or, you know, just felt like feeling sad.
Madness.
Was it?
Imagine trying to cry.
I had a few, like... Like water.
Well, hold on. Can I just? So you were sitting there in the sauna. You put on the songs and you were going like this.
Must feel emotion. No one cries like. It was like a. Just like a sad. Just you know.
I don't.
Okay. Well.
No.
Run, anyway, next topic.
I feel like crying right now. Jesus Christ. That's
well, I tell you what, it's good.
Tremendously sad.
Sweating out your sin. It's a great playlist. I sent it to a few of the girls and said, you're welcome.
You know, I don't mean to generalise.
Sex peg.
Yet I do. It seems more like a woman thing because
you can come Steph will
watch, Steph
cry.
Will like read a book and like on a Sunday fucking night, I'm watching like fucking The Lord of the Rings. She's next to me, just like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, are you okay? She's like, yeah, I'm just watching this movie. I'm like, well, stop it. I'll stop watching it. She's like, no, it's really good. And I'm like, but look at you. You're a mess. I'm like, put some happy on. Sometimes she's like, no, I need this.
It's nice to feel emotions.
Madness.
I feel things now. No, I do. I'm not as emotionless.
No, you have always felt emotion. What you struggle with is physical touch.
No, not anymore.
No, we know. You've been telling us. No, no. You've spilled a lot of the tea.
Very affectionate now.
Yeah.
10-day date and I just swinging hands around the Bondi.
Oh, my gosh.
Just non-stop swinging those hands.
Not the only thing that's swinging.
Jake,
well, according
Edward
to you,
Arch,
that's the word on the street.
From whom?
Youm.
I would
from Youm.
Not dotheth say such a thing.
You have, buddy.
I would not.
Let's remove ourselves from 10-day dates. Appendages.
Okay.
And go back to this crying thing.
Okay. You're still caught up on it?
Yeah, I am, because it is bizarre to me. The last time that I nearly cried wasn't that long ago. And I was watching a thing on Rod Gilbert, who's a comedian, and he had a cancer diagnosis, and he got the diagnosis back that his cancer had disappeared. And I was like, holy shit. That brought tears to my eyes.
But then was it part of a
chameleon?
A comedy.
No, no, no. He's
sorry,
a comedian.
I got distracted because a spider, you just squashed it with your
sorry,
arm.
Buddy. Sorry, Legsy. He was a comedian. He was diagnosed with cancer. It was basically his journey through it. And then he goes back to get the diagnosis, whether the cancer's still there or it's gone.
Mm.
It was gone. He breaks down. The audience breaks down with him. Now, I didn't seek that content out because I felt like a cry. That was just a natural thing that happened. Not that I cried.
I just
felt. But the eyes welled.
Just felt like a sad moment.
But did you pretend like you're in a music video?
No. It was,
I definitely did.
It was very hot and sweaty.
You literally just
in there.
Got in an Uber when it was raining and said, take me home, and then just looked out the back window as the rain hit and you just started, you told him to put on this playlist, staring out the window as you drove along.
The sauna's just got hand marks down the front of it.
Well, 10-day dates wasn't there.
Oh.
This isn't Titanic. Just
Jack,
no, sorry,
would you
Dior, sorry, Willie.
Stop sexualizing.
It's just disgusting.
You are sick.
Well, at least you can cry in a sauna.
Yeah, well, just felt like feeling. I sent the playlist to Lily and I go, you're welcome. And she was like, thanks, needed.
Fuck, the fuck.
Sometimes girls just want to have fun.
Sounds like a blast.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. Well,
it made me feel better. Maybe it was just the sauna. You want to hear some of the songs that were on the playlist?
Yeah.
I saved it, that's for sure.
Shocker.
Sad songs to cry out to.
Fuck
sorry,
me
correct name. I'll send it to any of the gals if you can. So there was How Do I Say Goodbye, Dean Lewis. That will rip your fucking heart out.
Don't know that.
His dad, pretty sure, might be wrong, but I think his dad might be dying or has cancer or something. So this, he wrote the song, How Do I Say Goodbye, to his dad.
Perfect.
So that got me.
Yep.
Another Love by Tom O'Dell. Stay With Me, Sam Smith. Love in the Dark, Adele. You can really see where this is going.
Yeah. Darkness.
Yeah.
Have that song Monsters by James Blunt.
Yep, that's in there.
That's a banger.
Bad Day, Daniel Power. Well,
Why don't you, you know what? You feel like you're built up. You feel like you need to get it out. Why don't you chuck on the headies and just do for the bedwetters what you did in the sauna last night? With some songs, and I just want to see what this looks like in action. I just want to see what this looks like in action.
This is so fucked. I wish I never told anyone this. I feel like some of the girls will DM me being like, feel your loo. Like,
yeah, of course, yeah.
Or, and some blokes.
Well.
Nah, disagree. Where's the Rodecaster Pro?
Let's see if we can get her crying.
Imagine my full start breakdown. I'm like, guys, just give me five on the
yeah,
pot.
Yeah. I think we're going to cut the potty.
Where's the fucking Bluetooth?
Hey.
Sorry. Now I'm not sad. I'm just angry. All I can see is Willie's MacBook Pro. Hey.
Shout out.
No, I won't say that.
That's what he's nicknamed his cock. Yeah, I was with you. Okay. I was with you the whole ride.
So no one else can hear this but me. Early morning. Can you hear this?
No, I can't.
Fuck it. I'm going to play it really loud. Fucks. Tell me this is not going to make you cry. Saying, so, darling, please come home. So you're a bit sweaty in the sauce. So you're sort of sitting like this. I fear the worst. How could you leave us all behind? There's so much to say, but there's so little time.
So how do I say goodbye? Someone who's been with me for my whole damn life. You gave me my name and the color of your eyes. See your face when I look at mine. So you just continually just go. You Fuck me. That's my worst nightmare.
You want to come over tonight for a sauna?
No, thank you, my friend.
Today will be a happy playlist. Actually, today might be a grumpy playlist.
Fuck, that's
a bit
funny.
Of death metal. Anyone got a good grumpy playlist?
I do. It's called Not for the Faint of Heart.
Yeah, send it to me. I want like, this is my last resort.
Yeah.
Suffocation.
Yeah.
No breathing. Yep. Don't give a fuck. Anyway, back to the sauna.
Please. Oh, well, I hope you feel better, Lulu.
No, I'm honestly fine.
No, you're sweet.
Trust me. I had a great sleep. I cuddled both Kevins. 10-day date left yesterday. You know, I'm fine.
Oh.
That was not the reason I had the sauna cry, Judge.
It's all a nub, kid.
That is not the reason I had the sauna cry.
You're a little, you miss your 10-day date, don't you?
I don't.
Aren't you? A little date misser, aren't you? Aren't you a little date misser?
Well, it's like 40 days now. Oh, no, that can't add up because, no, it's not right math. Quick math.
Mate. Yeah, okay, cool. Hey, how was your weekend?
Large.
Run me through it.
There's too much to talk about. Where
well, that's the,
no,
it's
I know.
Perfect.
That's
this
yes.
is the perfect platform.
Okay,
for it.
I agree.
Just quietly.
My favourite moment, which I think you'll quite like this, we went to, I think it was Saturday night, so it was me, 10-day date, his best friend, and his girlfriend. And 10-day date's sister and her partner. And we all went to Caterpillar Club, which is like this new one in the city. It's fucking cool. It's like a long, thin one. And then at midnight, all the tables move and it turns into like a dance
Legs.
Floor.
Oh.
And then a man in a caterpillar suit comes out and does a dance.
Now we're cooking with some fucking gas.
And so I can't remember who it was, but someone ordered. I was trying to get everyone on tiki sodas. Someone ordered like 6 tiki sodas. And one of the boys grabs the tiki soda. Skulls it thinking it's vodka and he despises tequila soda and goes, psh, spits it out all over. Imagine like the biggest, like most ginormous Hulk man you've ever seen.
Perfect.
All, not even just like a little bit. Like I was standing behind, saw his whole entire like side saturated his face. This guy was about to knock him out.
It was at this moment he knew he'd fucked up.
It was like a movie, and then 10-day date runs over and is like trying to calm the whole thing down, but he's blind, and then we're all just like trying to calm this guy down. And then the best thing is that by the end of it, they were doing shots together and like following each other on Instagram, messaging each other, being like, "You're a good bloke, mate. Like,
no.
Good to meet you, legend."
Really. Really? How did it get to that?
It took a while.
I guess
your
old mate who spat
man.
It must have been fucking buying him shots.
Yeah.
Shots.
It would have been like someone doing something to you this morning, like how angry you were.
Human.
And then trying to calm you down. And
tough.
But I feel like you could end up probably at the Rojo and, you know, having a few with them.
Yeah, a few grogs would probably help.
Speaking of the Rojo, went there. Gave us a free bottle of rosé because of the amount of people who go in.
Bullshit.
Yeah, being like bedwetters. Like these girls came from Tasmania trying to see us.
No.
So got a free bottle of rosé.
No ho. Yeah, we get messages. Someone was over from Ireland and they were drinking at the Rojo.
Yeah, it's wild. We're keeping that place afloat.
Reckon we'll get equity?
We should.
I fucking
give us a little 1%, would you?
Yeah, one each. 0.5 each.
Yeah, give us a little 1%-y.
Well, I was in Noosa for a wedding.
Yes.
Been to Noosa?
Sweetie little boy. No, but I really want to go to Noosa.
I've never been to Noosa either.
Oh, is it stunning? Everyone says it's amazing.
It's unreal. It's fucking, it's flasher than Gordon.
I might go soon while it's still hot.
It's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Like fucking humid. So I was up there for Skulls' wedding. Shout out to the big Stubmaster. Fucking get there. I'm like, shit, it's hot. Wedding's black tie.
Mm.
This is going to be punchy. So we're sort of having a few grogs before, you know, having a few grogs in his pool before we have to get changed and stuff.
Because you're a groomsman.
Groomsman. Get changed. And like, as I put on my socks and my pants and then I put on my shirt. And when I put on like my tuxedo shirt, the white shirt, it's already chest sweat through the shirt.
Did you wipe yourself with a towel?
Dude, it was just like instantaneous.
What type of temperature?
It was probably about 33, which isn't that bad, but so fucking humid.
Humid.
Like it was that'll just sweat. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be rough. I don't reckon I took my jacket off until fucking 10 p.m. that night when it had finally settled.
Mm.
My back, my shirt was stuck to my, you know how you get wrinkly fingers?
Yeah, if you're in a bath for too long.
That's what my back looked like. I'm just, it's a fun little joke. That's not actually what it looked like, but I can assume that it would.
You shrivel up little slug?
Well, enough about my cock. Jesus Christ. And then, so we had a great night. We did it, me and my mate Corko did a rendition of Wagon Wheel.
These fucking names.
What?
Corko.
What's wrong with Corko?
Does he love fucking corkscrews?
Just corks.
What does he do with those? Shove them up his ass?
Yeah, like butt plugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Doth have continued.
So Corko.
Sorry, makes sense.
Jesus Christ.
So sorry.
Junji. Me and Corko did a rendition of Wagon Wheel at the wedding where we basically rewrote the song to Skulzy and Sarah's life and then changed the word mama to Sarah. So rock me, Sarah, like a wagon wheel. Dude, I have not felt nerves like that in, I don't know how, I'm not even joking. Steph was like, you're good, because it was getting to the point where we're going to sing the song, like clearing tables and shit, and I just stopped speaking.
But was
and I just built it up in my head. I was standing by a pillar, and I was like, I feel like my legs are going to give way.
Were you nervous because it was going to be so shit?
I was nervous because it's like I'm singing a fucking song at a wedding that I've written. Shit's terrifying. You don't know how that shit's going to go.
Yeah, you're right. You don't know how the crowd's going to react.
But also, like, we'd practice it probably 3 times. I just haven't felt nerves.
But you're a natural performer, Jake.
But I get so nervous.
You would have been phenomenal.
I was. Like,
no,
it wasn't.
No, I'm sure you were.
It was fine.
No. No. You're too hard on yourself. I'm sure it was 10 out of 10 from all the bystanders.
Well, I appreciate you.
And I'm sure that everyone absolutely loved it.
No, look, it was fine.
But it was just not fine. It was great.
I just can't remember feeling that fucking nervous for anything.
Were you drunk?
That's the thing. I was like drinking, and then I was like, okay, you better slow it. So then, you know, when you've got to like sit there and sip and like just maintain a certain level, because I'm like, I don't need to go out there sloppy because that's when I will fuck it up.
Yeah.
So then I sobered up a little bit, when was the last time? Honestly, I felt like I was standing by this pillar and I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if I get up there and my legs give way. I haven't felt like that.
Like you just go, you know those things that float in the outside the mechanics, and you're like,
yep.
It's you.
Yeah. Yep.
sorry. Carry on.
Have you ever felt fuck? When's the last time you felt fucking nerve? Have you felt nerves like that? It rocked me. I was rocked.
When was the last time I was nervous? Oh, I was a bit. Just probably when I was in the womb.
Yeah, correct. Pre-birth. Nah,
remember I had to do the TV cross at the tennis?
How did that go?
Well, I don't know if I can say this because it was, you know, my brain just jumps to things.
Yeah.
So I had to do a quiz. It was like an Alpha Bucks quiz. And it was like, she would ask me, be like, the letter is A, you know, name a country, name a fruit or whatever. And then she said,
shit. What, they had to ask you questions?
Yeah, and then she said,
oh my days,
name a place to holiday. And like, I was obviously just thinking of countries, and I just yelled out Afghanistan. But like, you probably, like you could go there. No, Jack,
fuck me.
Like, you could go there for a holiday, but you probably wouldn't want to.
But it's not a notable holiday destination.
My brain was just like, country.
Afghanistan is more a holiday for journalists who have to wear body armour.
And then all the TV staff behind the cameraman and the others were like this.
A fucking Afghanistan. Oh my God.
Yeah. So it could have gone better, one would say.
Okay, now name a war-torn country. Spain?
What
are those
that's
fucking unreal.
So I haven't been, I'll put it on the Wee Meemaw page when I get sent it. Well, to be fair, they might not have aired it. Nah, surely they would have.
But
it was a pre-recorded cross that plays in between the sets. Sets?
Oh, yeah, they surely would have played that.
Yeah, but I haven't been sent it yet.
But
like, Max was going to send me out.
Fuck, I hope they played that. Imagine the people, surely a bedwetter would have seen it, been like, Afghanistan, mate?
Yeah, I know. It just makes sense. Have you read half the comments that people are commenting lately? They're like, they keep calling me Carl Pilkington.
Pilkington, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the greats.
And then they keep being like, is Lou, but they keep writing acoustic.
Oh.
Instead of autistic. Is that because you can't say it online?
I think it's like,
and it gets hidden.
You know how like the young generation, they can't say killed, so they say unalived, like it's any fucking better.
Oh.
They're like, they unalived him. So just say killed, right. You fucking pussy.
Yeah, well, everyone keeps commenting a lot of that. Like, we're just going,
I think that's like a thing on TikTok because it'll get taken down for killer. I think, I don't know about the autistic acoustic thing. I think that's just kind of funny.
Well, they keep, commenting that or commenting being like, we'd love to be in Lou's brain for a day. Am I that weird?
Not weird, just like acoustic.
You can't joke about that, Jake Edward Archdale.
No, you're just a very special, you're our special little Lou, aren't you? Aren't you our special little Lou?
Oh, Eddie's just walked in. Someone's got a little tan from Mexico. Someone's like a very bronze.
Who's a brown boy?
Very bronze, brown boy? Aren't you?
Now, who's a brown little birthday boy?
Is it your birthday?
Yesterday.
Aww.
You didn't text him.
Well, no, I didn't know. It wasn't on Facebook or Instagram.
Sorry,
unbelievable,
Ned.
Dude.
Oh, sorry, I'm so
Ned.
Sorry.
Fuck, mate.
Why didn't someone remind me?
No, it's Lou's world. We're just living it.
Someone should have reminded me.
Yeah, of course. We should all. Yeah, it's all up to us. I mean, it's just fuck.
Well.
It's just all up to us, Lou. No, never accountable.
Yeah, I understand, Lou, that you didn't know because, I mean, Eddie only had one day for his birthday, not like a whole month. So, easy to miss.
Dior, I'm so sorry, Eddie.
Dior with the
I'm
fucking.
So sorry.
With the headshot, with the kill
Is
shot.
Is everyone really mad at me or something today?
No.
Well, it feels aggressive.
What? You forgot
fair,
his birthday.
Fair. I take it back.
You forgot his fucking birthday.
I'm so sorry.
Don't apologise to me.
I'm so sorry. I'll apologise after this.
Just imagine if Eddie forgot your birthday. I mean, the wrath that doth would happen.
I wouldn't be here. I'd need a
correct.
I'd need a personal.
You need a personal day. You'd take
a
mental health day. You guys, I just need a mental health day.
Well, I would do that for a fair few things. Like, my friends Henry and Charles always tell me they want to behead Kevin. Behead.
Oh,
sorry.
Thought they meant behead Kevin, like the king of the Kevins. Hey, is there any chance I could be the head Kevin?
And, like, I'm not even kidding you. If I got home and, like, as a joke, they'd, like, cut Kevin's head off, I'd be, like, pretty fucked off.
I know that. I know you would, buddy.
But it's not even Kevin anymore. It's just the fact that I like holding on to something at night.
Yeah, it's so sad. This podcast just
okay, so now
sad.
I would cry if my stuffed koala. I've been crying in the sauna.
Oh,
everything okay, Lou?
Yeah, is there anything all right at
anything
home?
Anything you
or
want to talk about? Or
do you need to vent? Is there anything you need to get off
no,
your chest?
No, I'm actually like probably the happiest I've ever been.
Well, honestly,
that sounds different because of the sauna.
Yeah,
I agree. But trust me, besides from that, life is tip top tier. Someone's at the door. Mummy and Daddy want to know what's there. Who's it for? Oh, that is for us. It's lollies. They told me they were sending it to me.
Who?
Us. But me.
Us.
It says Louisa. It does, doesn't it?
No, you can open this one. You want to know why?
Why?
It's from Sugar Baby Lolly Jars because it is addressed to the big dog LDD and Jake. Jake.
That's amazing.
Now, buddy, you know how to use these?
Yes.
Just get, now, hand, take the scissors. Okay, now be very careful. Bebbles
and then,
for life.
And then once we've Once we've opened this, I'd like to show you. I spent a lot of time last night tattooing.
Okay.
Not my set, like, as in, like,
yeah, so Beck's got to get, we're drawing tattoos for Beck. She's got to fucking get the one that the bedwetters vote for.
She messaged me, and I think she's pretty keen for mine over yours.
I disagree.
Well, maybe she's playing both of us. I'm not very
worried watching you do this, bud, because...
Yeah, Franco hates me cutting with knives, and I'm 30.
But just fucking the way... Hell. Just be careful.
Do you really?
Do it away from you. Not towards you.
And I feel like I'll get my fingers.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, Jake, we're okay.
You are 6 years old. Look at this. This is absolutely wild watching this.
Well, I'll just go like that then. That's a bit better, isn't it?
Okay. Okey-dokey.
Head to YouTube if you want to see this.
Might be the first laceration on the podcast.
What's that mean?
You're okay, buddy.
No.
What do you think a laceration is?
Something to do with a lasso.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's going to be the first.
They've done
the
first
lasso-related injury.
They've done this up pretty tight for some lollies.
How many lassos do you have in your hand right now?
Everyone, fuck off.
Hey.
Sorry. Or you won't be invited to the sauna cry session.
No, please.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, fuck off.
Ooh. No, get your mitts out of it.
Well, you can't get these in Australia anymore.
Oh.
That's unreal.
But no. No. My favourite peanut butter M&Ms.
Well, these are, look at this one, all pink.
LDD and Jake, we hope you love these as much as 8-year-old Lou would. Ooh.
Bro, you can't get these in Australia anymore. They discontinued them.
Everyone watch, I got to use the scissors one more time.
That's actually unreal. Sharing size, cute.
Not for 8-year-old Lou.
Not for 30-year-old Lou.
Why is everything so hard today? Don't.
Wow.
Whoa, these are all freeze-dried. Wow. Yum, yum.
Show us a look.
Yum, yum and our pukus. Sorry, my microphone's holy down at my boobs.
Oh, look at those Coke bottles.
Out of it.
Oh, get fucked.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, get your old man your tattoos, would you?
Okay. So, Beck... It has basically agreed, well, it was actually her idea. She initiated this, saying that if we drew a fucking tattoo, she'd get it on her.
Do we know where it's going to be? Forehead, was it?
I think either lower back.
Oh.
Yeah, lower back or cheekbone. Now, I've drawn three. She gave me a slight indication or an inclination on as to what she would sort of she was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done a cup. I've done two that would sort of fit the mold and one that wouldn't.
Creative. Can I ask a question? Are yours scaled to size?
No, this is the thing. These are just going to be the basic designs. She can size them or do whatever. Okay. It's up to her.
Well, one of mine is like, you'd want it a bit bigger, I reckon.
Well.
But up to her.
Well.
It's not a penis.
Okay, should we start
with...
It's
not a cock. Well, yours are on individual pages.
Yes,
so do you want to reveal to me your tats and then I'll reveal mine?
Okay. So first of all, I've got an avocado with a sombrero. Right?
Yeah.
He's like a Mexican avocado. He's got a big moustache. And it says, excuse me, senorita.
That's very
on
good.
On top of it.
You're very clever and you're very good with your pencil.
That's the first one.
I like that.
Bedwetters. These will go up on our Instagram stories.
Yeah, this is great for a podcast for listening.
Yes,
it's
correct.
Very visual.
Well, we're describing.
Well,
it.
Let's speed up the process a bit.
I understand that. We need to describe these to the bedwetters who are listening right now.
Adjectives.
The next one is Toby's alive.
Oh.
So Toby coming over a brick wall with his little paw
very
up,
good.
Waving a little brick wall. And he proclaims to be alive.
It's very good. Because he's with us.
Because he is with us spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the second one that she can get. Thirdly, I've got Toby's did. So a did Toby with a cross next to it.
That's fucking unreal.
With a cross next to it. And it says Toby's did on the cross.
You're very good at drawing.
So he's laying on his back. He's got his eyes
crossed
out.
Look at his little
out.
Puku.
Little puku, big fat
Aww.
Fucker. So those are my...
Is that a little penis or a tail?
There's no tail. That's his leg.
Okay. Just checking.
That's all right.
Although we don't want to sexualize Toby.
Don't sexualize Toby. It's disgraceful.
Yeah.
So those are my three.
Okay. Cool. Well, mine, I got a bit carried away because I was only allowed to do one.
Correct.
But I was in the creative mood last night.
Okie doke.
So I
post-cry. Post-cry
creativity,
they call it.
Post-cry got me really creative. Post-sauna cry got me really creative. So should I cover them and turn around and speak to you?
Well,
or just, do you want me to turn around?
Just run me through them.
Okay. So.
Oh, for fuck. For fuck's
what
sake.
We've got in the corner here, Jarch, so that's a puddle of piss. Oh. And it's We Mean Well logo in the middle. That's a tequila soda with We Mean Well at the bottom. That's Toby's dead. And that's Toby.
He looks pretty alive.
I think that looks pretty good to me in terms of the best drawing out of the three.
That's definitely the best drawing out
and
of the
three. And then that is Kevin in a helicopter.
In a helicopter.
And can you see I obviously mucked up the space, so I had to make that little propeller slightly smaller because he was too close to Toby's paw.
If she gets that helicopter, that is
fucked. Kevin looks a little bit unwell.
Kevin looks like he's got saggy tits.
Those are his paws.
Oh, yeah, they look like saggy tits.
But do you see he looks a little bit unwell?
So he shouldn't be operating heavy machinery.
No. Well, he's actually just a passenger.
So, okay, you've got to choose one.
Well, I would... I mean...
You have to choose one.
Do you think it's Toby's dead or Kevin?
For the sake of Beck, I think you have... You cannot choose that helicopter.
Is it that...
I mean, if I had that tatted on me...
Oh, I've missed one of his propels.
Correct.
Shit.
Is. Propellers.
Propels.
Which one...
Well, I feel like I've got to go with Toby's dead.
Okay, so we've got three Toby-related ones, one Mexican avocado. I feel like... Yep. We're going to take
like
photos
that?
Of these.
Sorry.
You like that? Yeah, you like that?
Hey,
what was that even in reference to? Jesus. You just had a flashback of 10-day dads. What I think we do is I don't think we story these. I think we post them.
Yeah.
We do a post on like a
well,
fucking...
Well, I've made mine a bit difficult because I've made them all so close together. But I'll
No,
get
no,
like,
that's all right. We can cut probably yours out and around. We're going to choose Toby's dead, I think.
I had a few... Yeah, we'll pick Toby's dead. I had a few bedwetters message me saying they'd get whatever Beck doesn't pick. So happy
oh
to keep Kevin.
Gosh. Bedwetters.
Happy to keep Kevin in the helicopter.
Brave bedwetters.
You know who's operating the helicopter? Jeeves. Yep.
Oh, right.
Jeeves is in the other seat.
Oh, I do declare.
Yes, and Kevin's just going for a lovely
speaking
ride.
Of Jeeves, darling, how was your, how was the Ralph Lauren? I saw the post.
It's Ralph Lauren.
Is it?
I've been told off.
No way.
It's Ralph Lauren.
Is it actually?
Yes.
Ralph Lauren.
I got told off when I got to the suite. Well, not told off. They just said, Lou, it's Ralph Lauren. And I said, oopies, I'll correct it on the podcast.
Not in Australia. In Australia, it's
no,
Ralph Lauren.
Well, I would shut your mouth if I was you, Chief. Because it's Ralph Lauren.
Oh, you think Ralph Lauren are coming for me to fucking for a brand new
you
kid?
Be, well, I'd like to be invited back, so I'd show
well,
you
would
out.
Be, you would be.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm exactly the target demo.
Now, how did you think I looked in my little outfit?
Shocking. Oh. So right. What we're going to do...
Perfect. I just go fuck myself. Great.
No, you look red hot.
It was very hot at the tennis.
You looked red hot. The jumper draped over the shoulders.
Oh, it was very Jeeves.
Darling, you just pulled it
and
off.
And then so after that, we went to the cinema. And then
you went back home.
Yeah.
You went to your house.
We watched it at the cinema.
Did
actually.
You?
Yeah.
And how was
and
that?
Then it was great. And then Jeeves picked us up in the helicopter and we circle the tennis arena to watch from
to
above.
To watch from, from above, topographically watching the tennis.
It was great.
It makes sense. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, you shut the fuck
up. Now listen up. We're going to post these back. The bedwetters can vote. I guess they vote in the comments, right? So either one, two, three, or four.
Oh, that'll be hard because you and I are not technically
Well, hold on. It's not going to be that. It'll probably be 10 minutes of work.
You can do the counting then.
I'll count.
I won't.
I'll count.
Okay. No cheating. Pinky prom.
Well, it's I can't.
You can.
But it's physically there. Bedwetters will.
I'm not going to go through a double. Properly. Pinky.
What do you mean?
Put your thumb there.
Oh, right.
So, I'm not going to go through a double count them. That would take days.
Yeah, but if I miscount them, bedwetters will let me know.
Oh, the bedwetters will let us know anything.
Correct.
You ever checked your hidden requests on DMs?
Mate, I don't really delve into the DMs.
Wouldn't recommend
that.
It's fucked.
Hey?
So you wouldn't recommend it. It's fucked.
Is it?
Run me just through. Like some of the shit that bedwetters write is hilarious.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I'll go through the DMs occasionally, but I'm not in there a lot.
Mm.
It's a lot in there.
It's a lot.
It's if I can't text that much, how the fuck am I?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what they say, if you've got a hidden...
The better the time, the more you are, the best. Hey, can I raise something to the bedwetters and to my fellow co-host and to the boys and...
Female?
Just to the world, I suppose.
Yes.
You know how you've had fake profiles before?
Yeah.
Never happened to me. I feel like it happens more for women.
We get quite a few for We Mean Well.
Do we?
And they post stuff that we wouldn't even post because they can get it from the YouTube.
What do they post? Oh,
it's not good.
Really?
Yeah, it's not good.
Is that fair dinkum?
It's not good for us, I'd say.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. Well, that's because you don't look at the WhatsApp, Jake.
Yeah, I do.
Well, they've been seen a few times by Tobler. Haven't they, Tobler?
Oh. Fucking Tobler throwing me out the fucking bus. My mate sends me this fucking photo the other day. Carl Ribera. There's some cunt called Carl Ribera.
And he's used your reels as well.
He's used my full profile photo and he's using my reels and shit as well.
Are they getting views?
Well, it's hard to see, but it looks like they're in the thousands.
That's amazing. Carl Ribera.
Carl Ribera. It's on, I believe that's on Facebook, isn't it?
Yep.
That's on. I don't have Facebook. So can bedwetters, can we actually look at Carl Ribera right
now?
Sure? Hey, can we get him up on screen?
That can't be real. That's got 3,400
followers.
Are you sure you didn't change your name?
Are you asking me whether I changed my name to Carl Ribera?
Yeah.
It sounds like a burner account to me, dude.
Yes, I can just go and like rinse.
You didn't want people to find.
No, no, I've deleted my Facebook.
I feel like you're Carl Ribera.
If we could get this up, I'd love to see Carl Ribera. Can we do that on the TV? Okay, let's see him in real time. Can we comment some shit? Let's comment some stuff on Carl.
Yeah.
If he's still there.
This guy's got no chin.
How?
No.
See you.
Well, I'm still nervous how I said that I didn't like Pink.
Why?
Because people keep messaging me being like, Pink's coming to Sydney. Hope she hears this.
Oh, fuck, should Pink won't hear this. It would be...
How I went, I don't like Pink.
You meant the colour, yeah. Oh my God, will I offend Pink?
She's going to come for me.
You meant the colour though.
No, I didn't.
Oh, Rob, you're doubling down?
No, here. No, I'm not.
Oh, I meant the colour. So Carl, this little fucker, Carl Ribera.
You got to block him.
Hold on.
5.2K followers. This is since 2023, October.
Look at that, that's me and Scalzi.
That can't be right.
We're building a shed out of the ridge. And he's got my fucking full miso on there.
What?
Like Steph's on there? This fucking cunt. Oi, can I call? It's a call to arms. Carl Ribera, it's C-A-R-L space. This is his back name. R-I-B-E-R-A, Carl Ribera. Get up there on Facebook, find Carl Ribera and start trolling this motherfucker.
He's full used all of your content.
Start driving it into him.
For anyone at home, back name is surname as well.
Surname, front and back.
Wait, what?
First and last.
Oh, right.
Front name, back name. Get this motherfucker. Like my dad. My father.
How's he got all of this?
Bro, he must download it off fucking TikTok and Instagram.
That's wild that he's got 5.2K followers.
Yeah. Hey, Carl, you're half fucked now, mate.
Should I message him and like?
Yeah, dude. Let's message him.
Yeah, well, it's from my profile. I don't think I'm friends with you, Jart, so he might not know.
Well, I don't have Facebook.
Message him and say, "Hey, Carl, would love you to come on the We Mean Well podcast."
Hey, Carl, love the con. No, let's pretend it's a branded opportunity.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl, absolutely loving the content. I work for a.
Get his phone number. We'll prank phone call him.
Let's get his number and prank him after this. I work for a what sort of a company?
PR agency.
Yeah.
Would love to work with you. Please send us your phone number. We'll give you a call this afternoon.
We'd love to work with you. Yeah, work with you.
Some paid content.
For some paid content, as we love your videos. As we love your videos.
And they say, please send through your phone number. Carl Rivera is about to get punked.
Opportunities are spelled wrong. Opportunities are spelled wrong.
Carl Rivera, we're coming for you.
Adam is a friend.
Coming for you, Carl.
Carl
is a hard word to say.
Carl. You're not American. You don't need to pronounce it hard R.
Carl. Carl Rivera. Okay. It's time for Henge Wenge Notes. Henge Wenge Notes. Henge Wenge. Henge Notes.
Notes. So you just said notes. Angie, Angie, nah.
All
right.
Okay.
Let's see what you got.
This guy said, all I ask is that you. Perfect. Can't hear a single thing. Why does it say that? Clap for me.
That's what she does post-coitus.
Clap for me.
Clap for me.
How good was that?
Superb, darling. Superb.
10 out of 10. Okay, this guy said, all I ask is that you.
Is get to know me, so I can have the best relationship you want. Honesty, everything I've ever wanted.
I like it. He's a good singer.
I like it.
It's a good song.
I like it.
He's creative.
I like what he's done. He didn't need to sing well. He didn't need to let everyone know he's got pipes.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It wasn't good, Lou.
I liked it. Get to know me.
Yeah, but you kindred spirits. Let's put it that way. You and him, very similar.
I've got my
blippity
phone.
Blop.
That's an Instagram notification.
Put it on silent, please.
No, but I've got to put it on loud for it to play to the roadcaster.
Oh, shingle me timbers.
Shingle the jungle jangles. All right. This guy said a daily essential.
A daily essential. You'd have to probably say oxygen, wouldn't you?
Oh, for fuck!
Without that, you're kind of in a bit of trouble. Oxygen and a coffee. Yeah, good coffee.
Had the right approach.
Didn't need to be a voice note.
Execution-wise, don't think he's punished.
No,
that.
I feel like he needed a bit of a pep in his step. It was very monotone, wasn't it?
Yeah, I see what he was going for. I just don't think it landed. That makes sense.
I just showed Jarch a photo of him. I was about to say, now she's figured it. Sorry. Well, he. I meant you. Sorry.
For fuck.
What?
What was that little last 15 seconds of pure hell?
I had a panic attack. Okay, this guy said, low-key flex.
My social dart team has just won its third trophy in a row. Admittedly against a bunch of 70-year-old dudes, but we'll take the win.
I'm more terrified about his voice.
My social dance team.
He sounds like he would...
Is he? Run me through it.
Would be a voiceover for if David McAdams.
You
still
were about to say serial killer.
No, I wasn't.
I literally saw your lips go like this. You went, he's going to say he missed. And you pulled back.
If David Attenborough was away and needed a voiceover man, let's play it again. This guy could take over. If my phone would play.
My social dart team has just won its third trophy in a row. Admittedly against a bunch of 70-year-old dudes, but we'll take the win.
Yeah, if David Attenborough's job was to document women walking home in dark alleyways at 3 a.m, yeah, he'd be great for that gig.
Do you know actually what he'd be very good at? New Zealand, there's police 10-7, and it goes, the mongrel is approaching the store on the left. He'd be very good at that.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I'm surprised you haven't seen that. It's a great show.
I think I have.
All right, this guy's profile picture is him at the gym, and he said, guess the song.
Okay.
The trumpet. The trumpet. The trumpet.
Okay.
Do you think he's trying to sing Timmy Trumpet?
No. What is that? That's a fucking...
The trumpet.
Proper tune. That's a proper tune.
Is it?
The trumpet. Oh, bro. Bro. I feel like it's something and then they does actually physically say, the trumpet.
Do you think it's a house song and that's like a DJ? It's like, the trumpet.
Dior, you Dioring?
It's hard to find a song just Googling the trumpet.
Yeah, correct.
I think he's fucking with us and he's made it up.
I don't think so.
I think he's a cheeky little devil. I think he's a cheeky little devil.
The trumpet.
Well, you have to type in the trumpet, the trumpet, the trumpet, and then go lyrics. You're all idiots. You hear me? You're all idiots.
The directions are first class, Lulu.
Thank you. I'll appreciate that. The only nice thing anyone said to me today. Found it, Judge? I don't think it's real.
It's not Jason Derulo trumpets.
No, that's in the trumpets. There you go. Dun, dun,
that's
da,
right.
Da, 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 dun,
the
da,
trumpet.
Da, da, da. Well, bedwetters, if you know.
The trumpet. Oh.
Slide into the DMs.
It's reminding me of like fucking Basement Jacks or some shit.
I'm blue. Dubba dee dubba da.
That's Eiffel 65.
Close.
Anyway, that's fucking rocked me, but I know. Oh, bedwetters, help us.
I think he's made it up and he's being cheated.
Trumpet.
Okay, last one. This guy said, how to pronounce my name.
So this clears up any confusion. My name is pronounced Mark.
It's overdone. It's overused.
Is it?
A lot of people with basic names use it.
Do they?
They just go David.
I've never heard that. So I liked it.
Kevin.
He's with a little Kevin in his profile picture.
No, that's a call. Oh, he's with little Toby.
Oh, sorry, Toby.
He must be in Japan. I think they're quite big over there.
Correct. Did you get any, did you see the ones that got sent through this morning?
Should we? Yeah, oh yeah. No, that's what I've been
using. Those are the ones we used. Thank you, bedwetters, for shooting those.
Thank you.
We
love them.
Very nice.
Send through Hingy Wingies for Lulu.
No, I didn't mind Mark's, but now that it's been overused.
It's very overused.
Yeah, okay.
Well, jump on the hotline, would you?
Give me a little hotline jingle.
The hotline. The hotline.
It's very good. It's very, very good. I'm happy with it. All right, let's see what we got.
I want to eat one of those Starbursts.
Oh, excuse me, senoritas. Can someone tell me why the fuck I hosted a Hottest 100 party to hear your song and it's down into the 30s right now and I haven't heard anything. Yeah. I fucking heard shit. Anyway, still love yous. Ciao, ciao. Love yous. Bye. Cunt.
Hey, sis. We're with you. Listen, we haven't raised it yet.
Yeah.
It's time to raise it.
We're fucked off.
We're fucked off.
And we didn't want to give it any airtime because we didn't want to, but we're only doing it out of anger.
No, I did. But I wanted to.
No.
I did.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I did want to give it airtime. Bedwetters, this is not, I don't believe this is on you.
No,
because you went to bat like some motherfuckers.
Bedwetters went to town for us.
I wanted to nickname you all Babe Ruth the way you went into bat for us. That might be an outdated reference, but guess what? I'm fucking happy with it.
Who's that? Babe in the City?
Yeah, it's the.
Well, who the fuck's Babe Ruth?
Isn't it Babe Pig in the City?
Great film, either way.
Oh, I just thought that was how we describe when you landed in Sydney. Wrecked. Now, listen. Oh, dear. Okay, so.
Oh, that's good.
Babe Ruth was a famous baseball player. You went into bat for us, and I know that there was a lot of fucking votes for Nerdy Bra and doing time. A lot. We did our bit. We made a song we tried to promote.
I'm sad.
We all did our bit. We did get some inside information that if, because we were broken about it,
mm-hmm.
that perhaps if you haven't been played on Triple J, those motherfuckers at Triple J won't play your song in the Hottest 100, like the cowards that they are.
What's that phrase where it's like the big dot, you know, like the big corp?
Oh, the big corporation. Yeah.
Like stick it to the man.
Yeah, like big pharma.
Yeah.
Like big Triple J. Like big government assisted radio. Is that big non-commercial radio?
I was just meaning corporations. More like stick it to the man.
Yeah, we're sticking it to the big
government
assisted government funded.
Are you taking the piss out of me?
No, I'm doing what you're doing. We're sticking, but they're not a big corporate. They're a government funded radio station. Gotcha.
Simply flawless, guys.
Very well articulated, was it?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're fucked off.
We're fucked off. Yep. That's life.
That's the last time we'll be trying to get in the Hottest 100.
Bullshit. We're cracking next year. We'll have another rap out, and we're not giving them the airtime. Yeah, dog. We're gonna stick it to the big government assisted radio stations, man.
I like how when you're doing that, you're pulling the death metal.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. You know what? Shucker.
Big corpse, man. Fuck the big corpse, bro.
Big corpse.
That includes you, Triple J. More like Triple Nay, because I'll nay listen to your radio station.
Or triple.
Easy.
Jack that off. J.
I'm happy with
thank
it.
Thank you. I'll take it.
I'll give. Okie dokie.
Chokey smokey.
Excuse me.
Because you're in your fancy little pink polo, aren't you?
I'm a fancy little bitch.
Hey, you sexy cunt. Oh. Just looking at the Hottest 100 and fucking pissed.
Yep.
That nerdy bride didn't even make the 100.
Mate, we're with you.
This is fucked. It is absolutely fucked. We will be making a formal complaint.
I'm with you, sis.
Agree.
Anyway, love you guys. Bye.
Love you too, mate.
We're with you. Just pure disgrace.
No more on the Hottest 100 or I'll uppercut this mic.
Well, this one's about the Hottest 100.
Lou and Dart, what the fuck is up? Hashtag OG bedwetter here. Where was your Hottest 100 song in the top five? I'm not even kidding.
Triple J, the people are pissed.
Serious. Yeah.
Why the fuck was it not there? We're so disappointed. Anyway, keep bedwetting.
Love you, Queen. We'll never stop that.
Oh, I'll never stop pissing the bed.
Ever.
But you see what I mean? If Triple J's listening, they need to know that the people are fucking pissed off.
The people and mummy and daddy.
The people and mummy and daddy. And
so, could you clarify?
Oh, sorry, your mummy, by the way. I'm daddy.
Thank you.
By the way.
Thank you for that.
Okay, let's play this one.
Sup, legends. Just having my 30th birthday. Lou, you're not the only one that turns 30
in
this world.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
Theme was come dressed as something I love. Emma and Adrian came dressed as Jarch and Lou. Em's doing a pretty shit job of it because she's going around telling everyone that she works in breakfast radio. So, Lou, can you please clarify that for us? And, Jarch, if you have any single farmer friends, tell them to message me because I'm sick of Sydney finance bros and I'm ready to fuck off to the country and shear some sheep.
On your sis.
Anyway, thought I'd say hi. Love the show. Keep pissing. Bedwetters for life.
Bedwetters for life, mate.
That's unreal.
Can I just clarify something she said in that phone call? She made some sort of a unknown reference to you and breakfasts. What does that mean?
Sounds like the girl who was dressed as me at the party was saying that.
What does that mean, though? Why?
I did, in fact, work in breakfast radio.
Fuck off.
With well-known radio hosts.
Which talent?
Michael Whipfley and Ryan Fitzgerald.
What? And so what were they? I've never heard of them.
Nova 969.
But what were their nicknames be?
Fitzy and Whipper.
You're fucking joking.
I am dead serious.
And you worked in breakfast radio?
Yeah.
How did she know that and I didn't?
Well, I've never mentioned it. That's
odd, isn't it? Maybe, she must be an industry plant.
Maybe went on my LinkedIn, perhaps.
She must have.
That's the only way.
You learn something new or you learn something Lou every day.
You're very creative. You could have been a producer in breakfast radio.
In a sauna.
Me too, maybe again tonight.
Fuck. Bedwetters, can we please never have another episode with Lou trying to do voices? Lou, you're really bad at it, mate. Really bad.
So?
Wow.
Are you listening to the episodes that everyone else is? Because
Lou, I'd I'd prove her wrong if I were you.
Well, go on. Give your old man a character, would you?
My old man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, g'day, Jack. Yeah, Jack. Just had a snooze. Got to go to Walker to pick up some sheep. How you going, old boy?
It's just your voice.
No, it's not.
Gotta go to Walker to pick up some sheep.
I went a lot deeper for your dad.
You didn't.
I went very deep for your dad.
Your natural voice is deeper than what you just did.
No, it's... G'day, Jacko.
There we go.
G'day, Jacko.
Yep, there we go.
Yeah, Jacko, how you going?
Keep it.
Nice quick.
Keep it deep.
Yeah, I just woke up, I had a nap, and I got to head to Walker. And
you keep going higher.
No, I don't. Are you listening to me?
You started with, g'day, Jacko. Yeah, got to get to Walker. Keep the deepness.
All right, give me a pack of Winnie Blues, and then we'll try.
How dare you?
Well, I'm sorry.
Just disgraceful.
You are despicable in that pink polo.
This is, I would argue...
Peach.
Watermelon.
That's a little warty number.
Is this a watermelon number?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got fancy in Noosa. Sweated through this cunt so fucking much.
Yeah, you're doing it now.
Correct.
Okay, one more hotline.
All right.
Hey, Lou. How are you, Jake? It's Lachlan from down Victoria. Now, just listen to your latest podcast. The fucking brush tail blossom. Fucking idiot. Fuck you, Lou, but fuck me, Jake.
Yeah.
Get your shit right. I'm not even calling you, Jack. Yeah.
I don't deserve it.
Glad the oar fucking corrected you just after. But I was rang you anyway. Anyway, keep pissing, fucking, yeah, whatever. And stop your singing, Lou.
Well, get off speakerphone. You're shit. Sounded like he was in a bloody submarine. He was under the water.
I reckon he sounded great.
I think he put a snorkel on and got a waterproof phone and went right to the bottom.
I think.
And, well, to the floated on the top.
Yeah. Not going right
snorkel's
to the bottom.
Got to stick out a bit.
There you go, buddy.
Sorry, he put on his diving gear and went right to the bottom.
She's learning.
I'm always learning. It's the year of hobbies. I'm going to get Italian lessons, golf lessons, and pottery. So I don't just sit at home at night.
What about diction lessons? Like to
move the tongue. That's very good. Very good.
Remove the shin. Yeah. I don't think you need lessons for that, kid. I reckon you're pretty well prepped. Okie doke, bedwetters. Fucking love the lot
love
of
you. You guys.
Now, you bloody thank you for riding with us on this hottest 100 journey. All we can say is fuck the dogs. We loved a lot of you. Keep on pissing.
Love you guys.
Beck, we're going to post your tattoos.
Yep.
So you're fucked now, mate. And keep on pissing.
Love you guys. Mwah. Ciao, ciao. Have the best week ever.
Hooroo.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.